Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio and the SOP Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson. I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, published author, and I have CDs out, Sunrise Meditation, and they're all available at cowboy-wisdom.com. And they will expand your life because that's what this is about. When you use the word expand, you don't have trepidations. But something I've discovered, and it's a question I asked myself the other day, how do I fear engaging in the experiences in life that will expand me into my desired life? No, that's something that a lot of us don't do. I mean, we don't understand, and I'm still opening up to this. But it's about taking this, asking the questions about inside yourself and where you're at in your life. You know, the easiest thing we do is go through the motions. And I've noticed this a lot, I guess it's in my life. You know, you say you're going to do this, and you say you're going to do that, but you avoid meeting the people that are going to expand you because your subconscious mind, you know, you pick out the things in your life where, well, that person, well, I'm not going over there, and you find an excuse. I've done that. And it's something that I've gotten over because I'm not shy and I'm not afraid to meet new people. But how do you step back when you should step forward when it comes to meeting somebody? That is something that happens quite regular in the world. We step back when we should step forward. And it's just one of them things that happens because it's an uncomfortability in the inside. We don't like that uncomfortableness on the inside. Because when you're uncomfortable on the inside, that means you got a little trepidation and apprehension going on inside yourself. See, that's one thing I've opened up to understand, too. We really don't have fear. We have apprehensive emotions about going forward. And we have them tail-enders. And what are they going to think? What are they going to do? And everybody says they don't have them. You can't do this while everybody has. Even the coaches that say they don't. And the more people say they don't is probably the ones that have it the most. Because whatever somebody's trying to avoid is their own trepidation. And when somebody tells me all this stuff, I read everything. Whenever I'm on Facebook or Twitter, I read it. And it really shows quite shallowness in a lot of ways. Everybody thinks they're this, but really we're just down here. They don't talk about the daily life. They're trying to make it like it's some fantasy. And I'm going to tell you straight up, that didn't work for me. I have to engage in my daily life, the people I meet, the everyday experiences. That's where my wisdom lies. That'll expand my spiritual world. And if you're afraid and you think you got to talk all this other stuff, you're dancing in the wind. You're not going nowhere. And that's the thing. You know, I've noticed, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things, but what are their husbands doing? And how, you know, the coaching world is a very little world. There's a lot of coaches, but they all try to teach each other. And that's what it is the coaching world does not engage in the world because it wants to stay safe. And people understand if it doesn't happen quickly, a lot of people aren't going to do it. And that is the thing. My stuff is a 13-year program. I've done it myself, and I've done it with myself. And it's really about engaging in that daily life and the people I meet. And that's what life is all about. You know, something else, I've had coaches and speakers on here. I've had 4 shows a week for almost 2 years now. And what has happened is, you know, you have people on here, you give them, it's an hour. You donate over an hour per show to people. And there isn't one thing written. See, so you got to watch people's actions over their words. And that is where it's at. You got to watch the action over the words. And that's something this country's not done in a long time. We listen to the word, and we don't listen and watch the action, the body language, and the sincerity of it. And that is the thing. I've really noticed that in the world. A lot of people talk, but if you let them have enough rope and you listen long enough, they're going to write one that comes out true. And that's something else. So if you're going to follow somebody, follow the person you see in the mirror, because they know where you want to go more than anybody else. And open up to letting go of thinking you know it all. Undefend your point of views. When you undefend your point of views, you're open to listening. And you can opt out of the oracle, opt out of things, and move forward. And that is what life is all about. It's really about letting go and opting out of what you think you should be doing and what everybody else should think you should be doing. It's like the secret. When it comes out in the law of attraction, everybody's jumped on it. I've never been a fan of the law of attraction or the secret because it says too much. It doesn't talk about going into the gut. Until you get it in the gut and in your stomach area, the stomach chakra and all your chakras, you're not going forward. I mean, that's honest to God truth for me, that is. And, you know, the thing is a lot of them, you got to really be open to moving forward in your life. And you can't be locked up into what other people are doing and how other people are doing it, because it comes down to being locked into something they're not. And you're trying to fantasize it. And you can't fantasize the tail enders. A lot of people are out there talking. And are you talking where you're going to do this and you're going to do that, but in the end, you got the little tail end emotions. See, a thought is an emotional energy. And you can't control it. You can't do it because it's ingrained deep within inside you. And that's everybody thinks we're going to control everything. You can control this and you can control that. And you really can't control anything because life dictates circumstances to expand you. Challenges come when you don't listen. Every challenge I've had has happened because I didn't listen. And I didn't listen to my higher self. And that's what really, really has put me on a brainstorm. Most of my challenges have come from not listening. And I've noticed that, and I'm starting to expand out of it. And that is something else that we really have to expand into, is you can't get caught up in everything somebody else does and how they're doing it. But when you really open up to doing things, you can let go of that. How do you shield yourself from seeing the challenge for what it is, the wisdom in it? How do you defend? You get up there and somebody says something different and you defend your point of view. That's something I'm really understanding now. I can't defend my point of view. I got to go into a conversation undefending and unshielding my listening to hear what they're saying. And I wrote that today in my daily vision. And in my daily vision today, I wrote something. It was my Frontiersman Brio, which is, boldness opens out my pioneering hero. And here's the thing about life. We've always been nomads. We're still in the pioneering stage. We're just in a more advanced pioneering stage. You know, when you're in the pioneering stage, you're supposed to be open, but we're so closed down in this country on innovation that it's just unbelievable because we're all locked up. We're locked in to the books and the computers, and we're going to let computers do it. Well, the computer's got a model, but they can only do from the data that we feed them. And how is that data locking us up and making us locked in to where it's not? And how are you locked into the data you've always used and what society and everybody else thought you should do as you locked in to everything? How is that playing out in your life? And that's something that we do in our everyday life. We play into the game of society and the system that we've been taught. And that's how we lock ourselves into everything and we refuse to move ourselves forward. And when you're locked into something, you can't really move because you're just there. And that's what happens. You are just there. And that's all you can do is just be there. It's not about moving life forward. It's about expanding your life. And so we're so caught up and afraid that a challenge comes in, we've done something wrong, and rather than seeing the challenge as something else, and then we become challenging because we got to defend our point of view and our opinion, our beliefs, and our faith. And that's where we become locked in instead of letting and allowing ourselves to be kind of, well, basically it's honorable, vulnerable, and unconquerable. Because when you're vulnerable, you're open and you're listening. But when you're honorable, you can listen and look them in the eye. And another thing the world has to start expanding into is 60% of all communication is nonverbal. It's not verbal, it's nonverbal. And being, we look at people and we watch their words and they think that's everything it is. And I got caught up in this just here recently. I didn't watch all the action. I was so focused on moving forward, I didn't see what was going on. And it just happens, you know, and that's what it is. It just happens. And when it's happening, there's just, you're so involved. Every once in a while, you need to take a day off and just step totally back and look at your life as a best friend and see what's going on. And as you're noticing it, you're going to find out some things probably ain't as kosher as you think they are. And, you know, when you're looking at that, you're going to see different things. And you're going to see some things that open your eyes, because it's your eyes that have to be open about your life, nobody else's. And you know, you can feel good and do this and do all of that, but, you know, and nothing really goes on in life until you begin to see what's happening in your life. And you got to be the one involved and nobody else. And when you're not involved in your life, somebody else is involving you in their life. And when you're involved in somebody else's life, they're solving your problems and not doing you any good. And that is something else that is happening here. When you understand this and things happen, life does move forward. Because we're too caught up in having to know and think we control. And that's something that doesn't happen. We got to facilitate the wisdom from within into the daily life. But, you know, but until you understand this, life stays the same. And, you know, you can talk all the fancy words, but it's in the gut. You've got to have the feeling in the stomach, and it's the stomach area that has that is your main thing. And I'm thinking about this today. When you're walking and you got hyperthermia, what does the heart and everything do? They start pulling back and just keeping the vitals. And they start, and they go for the chest and the body. They don't go for the head. So how much important does your subconscious think your body is over your conscious mind? And when something happens, you know, unless it's the blood will clot and stop a lot of stuff. But here's the thing. We're too focused on body, mind, spirit. Mind, body, spirit. We're not focused on the body. And then before you go forward in anything, you will do something with that body. The body is going to tell you where it's going and what you're doing, because the energy for your life comes from your stomach through your heart and up. Because you got tail end emotions that are going to do things that they ain't supposed to do, and you kind of blow them off. I know I have, but they're the ones that you really have to address. And you won't move forward until them tail enders are addressed. And you can do all the stuff you want, but until them tail enders. And also, I notice a lot of people write with don't, won't, shouldn't, couldn't, and all the couldn'ts and the shouldn'ts and the nots. Well, your subconscious mind don't understand not. So when you read it, you got to take the subconscious mind out. And if you're writing it, you're not really looking at the subliminal landscape. You're looking at your conscious landscape. And that's what you're feeding everything off of, is the conscious landscape, not the subconscious. The subconscious does not understand negative words. So when you want something to leave, you got to say, let it go, release it, unshackle it, unhook it, unbind it. I unbind the mind to let go of the entire lie to bind me up on the inside. You got to get words that your subconscious mind can see the image of letting go. And that's where most people don't understand, is they're not letting go when they think they're letting go. They're really ingrained in a pattern of yesterday. And that's where the world is hiding, is in the pattern of yesterday. It's not hiding it. It's not doing nothing more than that. It's in the pattern of yesterday. Because we got history being wrote, and it's a hysteria of history that we live. You look at the rulers of today, and you look at the rulers of the Roman Empire, it was worse. But we still have the same type of rulers, the Saddam Husseins, the Aminajads, and we don't have the leadership to move forward in this world, because if it doesn't have a dollar tied to it, nobody's going to make that decision. They'll make the decision for the dollar, not the choice for the morals. That's where the world is, and that's what's going on today. And it's all going to get featured some way. I don't know how it's all going to happen, but I have a feeling the last half of next year is going to get quite interesting. And until we address that, God and the Mrs. Universe, the womb of enterprising energies, they have a way of doing things, because they like causing some pain on the people. They think because we didn't listen. Pain and listening go hand in hand. You listen, you don't get pain. You don't listen, you get pain. And thinking that you know, all you got to do is this and all you got to do is that, well, it ain't going to happen now. Love isn't going to get it, because you got to engage on the inside. And most people are trying to cover up the inner journey. And they do it many ways, but are you trying to cover up the inner journey by not asking yourself the question that really will go inside you and make you say, what are you afraid of asking yourself that makes you quiver? You know, it's about asking questions that make you quiver, quake in your boots and crap your pants, and then questions almost have to be that strong to do that. How do you fear your desired life? You know, you say goals, intentions, whatever word. Goals is what they score in hockey. Bet roads been paved with the best intentions. But intrepid intentions will take you everywhere. And I mean, they got to be right down, and you got to see them in your inner self to move your life forward. You will never move forward until you engage in that inner self. And it's in the stomach where everything goes. And when that is, you know, it's almost like the weight on somebody is what they're covering up in their body. But people aren't really into letting go in there. They want to do it through some thing, but you can watch their words and see they ain't, it isn't happening. So when you want to follow somebody or learn from somebody, see if they've done their inner journey. And if they're telling you how to live and what to do, they haven't done their inner journey. The savant shows, the egotistical arrogant knows. And the more arrogant, the more they know and the less you can talk. So it's when you undefend your point of view and listen to the other ones with no trepidation. And this has been a tough little lesson here for me to expand into that and go forward. But, you know, it's about letting go and seeing how you're trying to control everything from where you're at. How are you trying to control them thoughts inside yourself? Because when you're trying to control them, you're actually trying to control your enterprising energy. You're trying to expanding your innovation. Anything that's control with it, you're shutting yourself down. And that's something you really have to open up to, is quit shutting yourself down by thinking you control everything. And to see, here's the thing. When you walk out in the morning, what do you control? You're in the car and six lanes of traffic, what do you really control besides what you're doing? And then you better be paying attention with your eyes moving forward and seeing what's going on. Because that is what's going to happen. You're not going to control it. And we get mad when we can't control things. And we get mad when we get angry when we don't think we have the right wisdom to move forward. But however, we do. You got to go inside yourself and walk on the terra infra. You got to go into your unknown wisdom, because everybody has it. We just haven't engaged that part of ourselves. And being it's unknown and leaves us kind of uneasy, we really don't want to engage in there, because there's something new in there and we don't have a clue what it is. But it is there, and the clue is you're willing to go, and you're telling yourself to. It's a conscious mind and the gatekeeper, and your the part of you that wants to keep you safe is going to do things and are afraid of the questions you're going to ask yourself. And the more afraid of the questions, the more you stay stuck in the same, inflamed in the same. And that's what we're really stuck in right now in this world, because we really don't see the innovation to move ourselves forward, because we're trying to really do what we've always done, expecting different results. You know, it's bailing out the banks, it's doing that, but you know, who knows what they're going to do, but the corporations are holding this country hostage on kind of regulation. Are they right or wrong? I don't know. But I know one thing. There's 1.5 trillion tons of regulations in this country. How is the regulations inside you shutting you down from expanding? And that's something you really have to open up to see. And are you afraid to make money? Are you afraid of what you're going to have to go through? Or what has you held up? If you look any further than yourself, you're looking too far. We really, in this country, are locked in to a paradox of small thinking. Because we think if we're thinking outside of the box, we're really big, but what's a box? It's a square holder. If you're in the universe, in the sphere of the universal energy, how big does that thing go? Because spheres have no corners, and boxes have corners. And how many people are in the coffin corner or the corner, and then unwilling to move forward? See, that's something we really have to engage and open out new, is getting out of the coffin corners and the corners. Because when you quit thinking outside of the box and start being in the sphere of sapience, you become free. And all these are is giving you images of being free. It isn't that they're any different, but we think and talk inside a box. And that's what's really wrong with this world, is we think inside boxes. And isn't that, it's about engaging in the people. The people are the wealth of the world, not money, not business, because no business is successful without people to buy the product. And that's something that really has to open up and let go. We're so caught up in in the lack, we can't expand. And if you look at people that are talking, you look at their faces. That'll tell you a lot, because 60% of all communication is nonverbal. So what are you seeing that you're not listening to in yourself, in other people, or whatever? You got to become very in tune with the universal atmosphere ethers, because they're the ones that are going to energize you and magnetize you and move your life forward. But however, it's not that. It's about letting go and not thinking you're right, and understand you don't control anything. You facilitate everything, control nothing. But most people out there, do you feel you control anything? We don't even control our body function. I've had people tell me, you can do that. Well, you can do it, but when you hit 50, you don't do it. And is it good for your body to do that? That's the question. Is it good for your body? What makes your body feel good and you feel good at the same time? That is where the life expanding thing moves forward in a different way. And tomorrow I have Michelle Hurst, and she's an author with Velva Brea. It's a young adult book, and she's my guest tomorrow. Frank Tibbetts is my guest, and then Little Merck, who did 82 shows with Chico and the Man. He's my guest Thursday. And I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP. I'm also with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I'm a hypnotherapist, and I will move your life forward with hypnotherapy and what I do. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. Phone number is 702-755-9410. And my email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com. And anyway, I want to thank you and everybody. Have a good night. And the show tomorrow is at 8 in the morning, and I'm going to replay it tomorrow evening. And good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.